You're listening to A Daily Defense, 365 days plus one to becoming a better apologist, a podcast by Catholic Answers, hosted by Jimmy Akin.
Day 84, Peter in Galatians. Today's challenge. Peter didn't have a special role among the apostles. Paul doesn't show him special respect in Galatians. He even opposed Peter to his face, Galatians 2:11. Today's defense. On the contrary, Galatians shows Paul acknowledged Peter's unique role in the church. Paul's critics had apparently accused him of trying to please men by preaching a watered-down gospel that didn't require circumcision. Thus, he stresses that he is not trying to please men and that his gospel is not of human origin. Galatians 1:10-12. He then recounts a series of incidents to illustrate his assertion, and Peter figures in each incident. First, in Galatians 1:13-24, he recounts how after his conversion, he did not consult with anyone, though after 3 years I went up to Jerusalem to visit Cephas, that is Peter, and remained with him 15 days, Galatians 1:18. Second, in Galatians 2:1-10, he recounts how he returned for the Jerusalem council, and when he did so, the other apostles saw that I had been entrusted with the gospel to the uncircumcised, just as Peter had been entrusted with the gospel to the circumcised. For he who worked through Peter for the mission to the circumcised worked through me also for the Gentiles. Galatians 2:7-8. He also notes that James and Cephas and John were reputed to be pillars. Galatians 2:9. Third, in Galatians 2:11-16, he recounts how, when Cephas came to Antioch, I opposed him to his face because he stood condemned. For before certain men came from James, he ate with the Gentiles. But when they came, he drew back and separated himself, fearing the circumcision party. But when I saw that they were not straightforward about the truth of the gospel, I said to Cephas before them all, if you, though a Jew, live like a Gentile and not like a Jew, how can you compel the Gentiles to live like Jews? Galatians 2:11-14. Each incident shows Peter's unique role. Paul went to visit Peter, not the other apostles. Peter had a special mission to the Jews that paralleled Paul's mission to the Gentiles. Peter was recognized as a pillar, and in the ideal test case of whether Paul would bend the gospel to please men, Paul was willing to stand up even to the most authoritative church leader, Peter.
Thank you for listening to A Daily Defense. To buy the book and follow along, go to shop.catholic.com. Or head over to Catholic.com to learn more about the Catholic faith.